Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Ahead of the Congress Legislature Party meeting to be held in Jaipur on Monday, the Congress on Sunday dispatched two of its senior leaders to the state capital to talk to its MLAs as power tussle between Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and his deputy Sachin Pilot turned severe. The party's general secretary in charge of the state, however, asserted that the government was stable and will complete its full term. The action by the Congress leadership came in the midst of widening rift between Gehlot, who convened a meeting of MLAs, including of independent legislators supporting his government in what appeared to be a show of strength, and Pilot, who is camping in the national capital since Saturday and skipped the meet. Sources in the Congress said the party cannot afford to lose another state, as it has already lost Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh even after forming the government following assembly elections there. While the top Congress leadership was tight-lipped about the strategy for Rajasthan, some senior leaders said efforts were underway to keep all 107 MLAs together to avert any potential threat to the government in the wake of Pilot's claim of support of 30 MLAs. The Congress is also assessing the future moves of Pilot and his bargaining power with the BJP, which the senior leaders alleged is the principal spoiler in the game. Sources in the BJP said that the party is in a wait-and-watch mode over the unfolding crisis and will wait for the outcome of the show of strength between Gehlot and his deputy before deciding on its next course of action. Pilot, who is also the Rajasthan Congress president, is said to be in touch with some BJP leaders, but Saffron Party sources declined to comment on whether it has held any discussion with him. A BJP leader said the rebel Congress leader seems to have made up his mind and does not look in any mood to reconcile with Gehlot's leadership. The Congress leaders are also working overtime to ensure a show of strength at the meeting of the Congress Legislature Party to be held in Jaipur on Monday. Gehlot and other leaders are said to be in touch with party allies, as also with independent MLAs supporting the government. The events in Rajasthan come almost 4 months after the Congress government in Madhya Pradesh, headed by Kamal Nath, was toppled, with his bete-noir Jyotiraditya Scindia switching sides to the BJP along with his supporters. However, in charge of Rajasthan affairs in the Congress, Avinash Pandey told PTI that the government was stable and would complete its full term. He said he has tried to reach out to Sachin Pilot, who is incommunicado for the last 2 days and has left messages for him. The Congress has 107 MLAs in the 200-member State Assembly and also has support of at least 10 independent MLAs. The BJP has 72 MLAs and has the support of 3 MLAs of Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party run by Hanuman Beniwal. Fazil Farid, a native of Ernakulam who is now staying in Dubai, is said to be the main conspirator in the smuggling of 30 kilograms of gold through diplomatic channels in Kerala's Thiruvananthapuram. According to sources, an accused in the case arrested by the National Investigation Agency said that the smuggling was done for Farid by his co-conspirators. Sarith, who has already been arrested by the Customs Department, had introduced Farid to the UAE consulate official, sources said, adding that the United Arab Emirates is also sending their team to question and share details in the probe. Farid is yet to be arrested. The NIA had on Friday registered the FIR under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act against four accused: Sarith, Swapna Prabha Suresh, Fazil Farid and Sandeep Nair. Suresh worked in Kerala government's IT department and was previously an employee of the UAE consulate. The Chief Minister's office said her contract was terminated after the serious allegations surfaced. Sandeep Nair's wife, in her statement to customs, had said that her husband used to smuggle gold with the help of Sarith and Swapna. Sources said that Suresh's role is also important in the case, as she continued to work with Sarith even after leaving the consulate. According to the agency, 30 kilograms of 24-carat gold worth Rs 14.82 crore was seized at the international airport in Thiruvananthapuram last Sunday. This consignment was camouflaged in diplomatic baggage from the UAE that is exempted from inspection, but this consignment was confiscated based on specific inputs. Sarith, who had turned up to receive the consignment, was arrested. In an unprecedented 13th consecutive deal for Reliance Industries Limited, US-based Qualcomm Incorporated will invest ₹730 crore in Jio Platforms for a 0.15% stake, joining other big-name investors in the digital unit of Reliance. Qualcomm is the third strategic investor after Facebook Incorporated and US semiconductor company Intel in Jio Platforms, which comprises telecom company Jio Infocom and movie, news, and music apps. The deal with Qualcomm, the 13th such investment in 12 weeks, means Reliance has sold 25.24% in Jio. RIL has now raised ₹118,318.45 crore in total from some of the world's leading tech investors. Facebook had bought a 9.99% stake for ₹43,574 crore on April 22. Reliance has since sold stakes in Jio to global investors such as General Atlantic, KKR, Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, Abu Dhabi State Fund, Saudi Arabia's PIF, and Intel. Qualcomm is a San Diego, California-headquartered wireless technology company that specializes in 3G, 4G, and 5G wireless technologies. Qualcomm's technologies and products are widely used in mobile devices and other wireless products. Qualcomm's Snapdragon systems on a chip is used by many leading smartphones. The company's technologies and products are also used in automotive, computing, and IoT. Globally, Qualcomm holds a large number of patents, and the company also files the most number of patents in India. Reliance Industries Limited had on July 3 announced that Intel Capital will invest ₹1,894.50 crore for 0.39% stake in Jio Platforms. This is the largest continuous funds raised by a company anywhere in the world. For some comparison, India's startup ecosystem raised ₹1.10 lakh crore last year in what was its best year. A 12-year-old boy was arrested by police after Crystal Palace player Wilfried Zaha highlighted racist abuse he received ahead of Sunday's Premier League match at Aston Villa. The racist messages and images referenced the Ivory Coast international being black and showed the Ku Klux Klan. They were sent on Instagram from a user who referenced Central England-based club Villa in their name. "Woke up to this today," Zaha posted on Twitter alongside screenshots. "We were alerted to a series of racist messages sent to a footballer today, and after looking into them and conducting checks, we have arrested a boy," West Midlands police said on Twitter. The 12-year-old from Solihull has been taken to custody. "Thanks to everyone who raised it, racism won't be tolerated." Before kickoff at Villa Park, Zaha, like all players in recent weeks, took a knee as part of the Black Lives Matter campaign. "He is very unhappy and he is entitled to be," Palace manager Roy Hodgson said after the 2-0 loss. "These cowardly, despicable acts from people presumably trying to get some sort of advantage for the team they support, maybe trying to put some doubts into the head of one of the opposition team's star players. It is very sad that people resort to the type of abuse that he resorted to, and yet we expect the player who is being hurt by these comments just to shrug his shoulders and take it as part and parcel of the game." The Premier League has launched a reporting system to allow players to report abuse that can be followed up by authorities. "This behaviour is completely unacceptable, and the Premier League stands alongside Wilfried Zaha and opposing this and discrimination in any form," the league said in a statement. "We will continue to support players, managers, coaches and their family members who receive serious discriminatory online abuse." And Jermaine Blackwood's fighting 95 in the second innings helped West Indies seal a 4-wicket win over England on a gripping final day of the first test at the Aegis Bowl on Sunday. Chasing 200 to win, West Indies lost 3 early wickets, but Blackwood shared a 73-run stand with Roston Chase, who scored 37, to revive their hopes before skipper Jason Holder and John Campbell steadied the ship to guide the visitors home. West Indies took a 1-0 lead in the 3-match series, with the second and third tests to be held in Manchester without fans present in the stadium. Earlier, England resumed their second innings on 284 for 8 and were bowled out for 313 West Indies pacesman Shannon Gabriel claimed his sixth five-wicket haul in tests, finishing with 5 for 75. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.